Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This from The Athletic.
Uh-oh.
Bill Belichick is set to take on an anticipated recurring role on ESPN Monday Night Football's Manning cast. Sources tell Andrew Marchand, a book deal, a potential inside football show, and possibly a podcast are also on the table. And I'm assuming that
he's going to go the podcast route too.
I don't know about that. I think maybe they. This would be my guess, pure guess on my part.
It's a package deal,
but it seems like Belichick is going to get into business with the Mannings. Not a network. And that's where I think it's
Omaha Productions.
Yeah, I think this will be more Omaha Productions led for Bill, so that, and I don't know their podcast offerings or anything like that. I would assume it wouldn't be, you know,
hey everyone, how you doing? It's October 10th and here's my podcast.
It's going to be with someone or join. So
someone will drive him around,
So what Bill did was he found someone who has an association with a network that he would be on, but he's not beholden or signing with any of those networks, because Omaha Productions just did, I think it might have been like a 9-figure deal with ESPN recently to produce stuff for them for like a decade.
Okay, so you knew he – because to me, the one thing – you let me know how you feel about this.
Yeah.
Because this is why when he would come to the podium – he would take the NFL Network little, you know, mic flag. He would try and get it out of the way.
Yep.
He wouldn't wear anything. He wouldn't pub anything. He wouldn't. He took off, like, logos on his hoodie because he just didn't want to be. He wasn't in,
he wore
coach
one inside
pictures.
Out, didn't he?
He wasn't in coach pictures because he just wasn't going to allow anybody to make money off of him if he wasn't involved. So it makes sense for him to almost circumvent the rules, per se, right? So he's going to go with McAfee, who's his own entity, who's on ESPN.
McAfee and Manning. Those are the
two guys
right.
that he's with.
And
okay.
I think it was Manning who led McAfee to Bill, because McAfee even said, yeah, you know, through some people, we ended up having dinner together. You figured me out, da-da-da, and all that. I think Manning was the go-between.
And then he's going to have a podcast. He's going to have – what? Listen,
he'll contribute
whatever it
to
is
– he'll contribute something to an existing pod,
yeah.
I think.
Whatever it is – it's going to be awesome. Like, I'm just telling you, it's because he's been such a recluse in a way when it comes to hiding his personality. You just don't see it. You see it. It's very, very rare. You see him on the, you know, top 100 list of all time for players. That's what he won the Emmy with when he was on there with Collinsworth. Right. Brady was on there. You had him, you know, situations like Army, Navy. He'll do something with at a Super Bowl every now and then. He'll do the whole Belestrator thing. Those are the things that you're going to love. Like, those are the things that you want. I don't think him being, you know, funny, witty, clever, He's got good timing with his – he's self-deprecating at times also.
He doesn't know how to connect with people.
That's the only problem, though. The only problem with Bill is that he can't relate to youngins. Ultimately – no, that's really his problem.
Sure.
You know, and then he you know, and he characteristically creates silos that need to be, you know, massively taken down.
I was going
to
say, Nick – Nick, can we check for the 508 texter who will scream, Bill will never coach again. He's a trog. Shut up.
Here's the problem with him coaching
him.
Again.
What's
Here's
that?
The problem. He may love this lifestyle. And because, honest to God, his life has been devoted to football.
He knows no
and
other
the
way.
Schedule that is football, right? Here's because, like, I used to do it too. Once I got out of it, I used to freak out around the end of June. I was like, oh, okay, I'm about to go away, and my life is about to be over. I'm going to be on somebody else's schedule, somebody else's timeline. I'm going to have to morning through night, 7 days a week. There's no breaks. There's no Christmas. There's no Thanksgiving. There's no Halloween. There's no New Year's Eve. Okay, now he's out. Now he's free.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me he's not going to say, wow, I'm still involved. I make my own schedule. I'm my own boss. I don't answer to anyone. I'm still doing what I love. I'm working with people that I love, and they're paying me a boatload of money. Holy crap. Why would you go back to coaching?
Well,
why?
Because it comes down to one thing, and this is what we've seen kind of run amok at Gillette. Ego.
As soon as Bill
was out of the building, what egos took over? And that's what Atlanta was worried about. Bill's going to walk in. The ego's going to take over, da-da-da. Instead of, hey, this guy has a handful of rings and the other one he could put on his wang if he wanted to, walking in the room. Like, that's the – but you're right. He might just say, F it, my legacy is set. I have a butt ton of money. I'm going to go to the Hall of Fame. You know, whether you're the winningest – like, I don't think people will be like, well, Bill Belichick is not the winningest coach of all time, then by God, he must not be the best ever. You can still be the best ever in the minds of a lot of people and not have a certain record, but does that matter to him?
And
every fan told us it mattered for 15 years.
And not that I've done the math, but just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me your list off the top of your head now, okay? And I'll play along with you. We'll just throw some names out there.
We will get to Celtics. We get it.
Okay, it happens. Top coaches in the history of the NFL that left their, you know, left their team and coached another one and had the same success. You can even list me some people who tried to do it and failed because I feel like the answer is zero. Let me give you a couple.
Well,
Joe Gibbs.
You didn't give me a chance to think for crying
okay,
out
so
loud.
Okay, so I think example, Joe Gibbs.
You clearly set me up.
Yeah. No. I already told you. Just play along. Joe Gibbs.
Wait a minute. Joe Gibbs
left the Washington Redskins, went to the racing world, came back, never had the same amount of success as he had when he was first there with the Redskins.
Well, Shula would be one.
Shula left where?
What, Baltimore, I think?
Okay, wow, we're going. Okay, so I'll give you Shula.
Well,
from
again,
no, no, good.
It's the history of the NFL because there are way more guys who have failed than there have succeeded. Would you argue Gruden because he did have the Raiders in position here? They got caught up in the
no,
Tuck
I'll give
Roll
you Gruden.
Game.
Yeah,
and then Gruden the next year go and beats the team that he left.
Yeah, but once he left,
so that's a little bit.
I would
of a
say
caveat. His,
I would merge those two teams together.
Yeah,
right, and then but then he left, never had the same success, well, never even came close.
Andy Reid, and I know Reid didn't win one in Philadelphia,
but he never retired.
There.
He never like left the game. These are guys that left the game. Once the game is done with you,
oh god!
Once the game is done with you, there's nobody.
Yeah, give
even
me the other
Walsh,
names
even Bill
like,
Walsh
yeah.
went to Stanford.
Yeah, it's a loaded
never
question.
The same. No, my point is like, you know, like, and that's why I say for Bill, I would say like the temptation is going to try to go back and recreate what you had. And,
Lane Kiffin,
you know, yeah, no, he finally figured it out in college.
No,
Ole Miss.
But to you, but
it just doesn't. It's never the same.
And that's the thing. Like Bill really isn't retired. He's just on the beach for a year.
They're just there. They just put them on a hiatus.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.